Good morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It is good to be in the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let us open our Bibles and read Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Let us pray. Yes, Lord, you are good. Your mercy is everlasting, and your truth endure to all generations. For you are Jesus, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Hallelujah. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for every trial that was beyond our control. But you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering we receive from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the sin and unseen things that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us confess. Let us now confess our sins to God. Renounce your anger, laziness, selfishness, envy and jealousy, non-willingness to serve. Renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood. As you said in your word, if we confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our petition, our personal petitions and requests for Jesus. For Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, as we lift up into your hands our needs, we trust you that as we obey you and do your commands, then you will provide for us all our needs. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the families members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and the children would be obedient to their parents and obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them, and through you they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruits to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them by words and by good deeds and attitudes, that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time, and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in trouble. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UEA and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourselves to them in vision and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be good citizens. and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government, and you will provide for us all the logistics, the offices, and the documents that we need. Lord, prosper all those places, so we to your church to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gift, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gift and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants from your overseer, pastor, elders, workers, and members to work with you always and fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and touch us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal people. Set others free from their bondage and save them.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, anoint the message of today and to speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost and new places and to new people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To be Just want to be with you, oh Lord God. That's why you are in this place, oh Lord. Oh God, we pray, Father God, that we will feel your presence at this time, Father. Touch each one of us, oh Lord God, because we don't like to worship from afar, oh God. We want always to be in your presence. Oh Lord, bless each one of us, oh Lord God, and guide, oh Lord God, each and every one of us in the way, oh Lord, that you want us to be, oh Lord God. And we will not really stop praising you. As we confess that you are our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen? Yeah. That we will have hope to live with you forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, O Lord Jesus, you are with us. Thank you, O God, that even by your love and by your grace, we know that you are with us and we are with you. We will not stop praising you and worshiping you, Lord God. We confess that you are our Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Together in this place, we come to worship you, God. Hallelujah.
Let's collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits and open your Bibles in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now, Herewith saith the Lord of hosts,
yes,
if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your faithfulness, kindness, and provision to us, to our family, and to this congregation. Lord, we lift up unto you these tithes and offerings and first fruits of my brethren. Lord, bless it and use it to enlarge your territory and to reach the lost. Lord, we pray, bless my brethren as they are faithful in giving what is due to you, Lord. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessings that there's no enough room to receive it. And we rebuke the devourer and pestilence in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Let us continue our worship to God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is How to Adorn Yourself, Part 2. How to Adorn Yourself, Part 2. Let us pray. Lord, I praise you. I adore you. Thank you for this wonderful day to worship you at your house, to hear your message through your word. Lord, I pray, give an obedient heart of all the hearts today and help put the desire to put into practice what they heard. Lord, anoint this recording and anoint my lips to read clearly, that will convict your people to repent and amend their ways and submit to your will, for your light shine upon us and will use us to bring salvation to the people around us and bring glory and adoration unto your name. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How to Adorn Yourself, Part 2. This teaching is against excessive makeup, painting, and perfumes. To face the struggles of life, we need God in our side. The Word of God tells us the following in Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. They look unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. God wants us to turn to him, to come back to Jesus, to his word that gives light, hope, and life. Nowadays, many Christians are wearing a mask to hide their spiritual emptiness. They are wearing mask of boasting, mask of makeup, showing off, and worldliness to face the challenges of life. They should have thought of repenting and coming back to God. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 10 to 20. Proverbs chapter 7, verses 10 to 20 in King James Version. It tackles an adulterous wife who was living a double life. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and laid in wait of every corner. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offering with me this day, have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He is gone a long journey. He had taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. Early in the day, that woman was in the temple, the church today, offering her peace offering vows. Later on, she attracted a man by a harlot as in attire in verse 10, always outside as in verses 11 and 12, with physical connection as in verses 13 and 18, and with perfume as in verse 17. Many, they do now the same. They go to church, they pay their tithes and offerings, and after the church worship, they go with the men for dating. A double life is not acceptable before God. Deodorants or other lotion can be used to combat the bad smells that sweat produces, but it should be mild and not draw the attention of people for the wrong resources. Deodorants or other lotion can be used to combat the bad smell that sweat produces, but it should be mild and should not draw the attention of people for the wrong reasons. Amos chapter 6, verse 6, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the cheap ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. The corrupted Israelites' women at the time of the prophet Amos, they anoint themselves with the cheap, expensive ointments to please the people with their smell and to make them more in love with their own bodies. What they did even reached the prophet Amos, and he wrote about it in the Word of God. They were not using ordinary ointments that would serve the purpose, but used expensive ones. Anything for the body should be used in moderation. Smell should not go beyond the body, so men or women shall not be enticed. Amos chapter 6, verse 6, that drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Prophet Amos was delivering his message to the Israelite not only to criticize them for the expensive thing they are using, but also draw their attention to other sins they needed to repent from. Number one, that drink wine in bowls. They were indulging in drinking wine for pleasure. They were so concerned about feeding their flesh and consume of all that they like to ingest. Second, and anoint themselves with the chief ointments. Part of their pride, boasting, and worldliness was to anoint themselves with the most expensive ointments. They were glorifying their own flesh and using them. Number three, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. But those same people were not concerned about the house of Joseph, the lost Israelites, who were living in sin, in painful bandages, in idol worship, and wrong practices, adopting the same worthless practices of the heathen nations around them. The same can be reflected today with the Christian and the church spend much on food, drink, parties, and makeups, lipsticks, nail painting, hairstyles, and many things to pamper the flesh, with lack of prayer and fasting, lack of reading God's word, lack of humility, and lack of concern for others who are lost and in the torment of sin. Mary anointed Jesus' feet by using her ointment. John chapter 12, verse 3. John chapter 12, verse 3. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed of the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Mary gave up her expensive ointment for Jesus. If you want to look beautiful and your face to shine God's glory, go to the Bible and learn new things more than what is mentioned here in this message. Again, if you want to look beautiful in your face with God's glory, go to the Bible and learn new things more than what is mentioned here in this message. The Bible further contains godly methods to do that. Removing this makeup and perfumes routine from your daily life will actually help you and draw you near to God to do His ministry and help you to focus in sharing the gospel. It is high time for you to give up expensive makeup and the face painting. Lipstick, painting the eyes, the nails, and the face might not attract people, but not the Holy Spirit. When God created you, His work are marvelous, perfectly and wonderfully. He created you as you claim His promise in Psalms chapter 139, verse 14. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. It is time for you not to only to give up the worldliness of makeup, but to employ all what you have and have received from God in God's kingdom and reach new souls with the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. What Mary gave to Jesus equaled 1 year wages. John chapter 12, verse 5. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? At the time of Jesus, the payment of a worker for a day was 1 penny. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 2, Matthew chapter 20, verse 2, and when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. So the value of her ointment that she poured on Jesus' feet, which cost 300 pennies, was equal to 1 year's salary. Imagine how many people are wasting expensive perfumes and makeup on their bodies and spending huge amounts of money instead of using their resources for more important things and for the extension of God's kingdom. God wants us to go forward and preach the gospel to the lost and save them from sin and death. The word of God tells us in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Romans chapter 10, verse 15. And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. The word tell us, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. It does not tell us how beautiful the painted eyes, nails, and face look. It talks about the beauty of Jesus radiating from people who preach the gospel and remove the darkness of sin in people's lives. But if they are so concerned to eat, drink, and wear the best, then what they will preach and what they will teach? If they are so worldly, they will not preach about repentance and will not help the people to come out of their sins. Let us continue through the scripture and find out how we can make ourselves beautiful and find the favor of God. Moses shone face without any makeup because he was always in God's presence. Exodus chapter 34, verses 27 to 35. Exodus chapter 34, verses 27 to 35. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the 2 tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them. And afterward, all the children of Israel came nigh. And he gave them in commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. A woman who spent more than an hour to paint her face should rather spend this time to read the Bible and to kneel down and pray in his presence. The message is not only directed to the woman, but to the men as well. Spending time every morning on Facebook, listening to breaking news, instead of beginning the day reading the Word of God and praying at the feet of the Lord, will be spiritually crippled by this wrong routine. Our attitude in the morning will determine the outcome of the day. If you follow the pattern of Moses, then you will be the manager of the day. But when you manage your day or your morning contrary to what we read from the pattern of Moses, then the day will enslave you and you will be the office boy and you will not know from where you are receiving orders. When we read above scripture, we can discern what Moses did. 1. Moses was listening to God. Exodus chapter 34, verse 27. And the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words. For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. Moses obeyed what God asked him to do. We need to listen every morning to the voice of God. Some people are interested to listen to the song and praise a song, but that should not replace listening to the voice of God. 2, Moses prayed and fasted. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28. And he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. Praying and fasting will make you hear better the voice of God and will help you to be healthier and more renewed in spiritual strength. Our faces will shine with the flow of the Holy Spirit, and that will be manifested through our lives to others. 3, God here wrote the word of the covenant. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28. And he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant, the 10 commandments. Writing and copying the scriptures was a command, as the king who sat on the throne was commanded to do. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 18 to 20. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in the book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. Reading, meditating, writing the word of God, and spending time on studying on it will disclose truths, secrets, promises, and blessing contained in it to those who believe. That humble attitude of Christ in us after we read daily in the morning God's word will be of such nutritional value spiritually that will change us, transform us, and enable us to receive more of his grace and mercy. Number four, Moses kept the word of the covenant. The following are the 10 commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 17. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 to 17. The 10 commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Following the pattern of Moses as the scripture teach us, reading the Bible, writing the scriptures, praying, fasting, and listening to his voice will remind us about our covenant with God and how we need to serve him and walk in his ways. Doing the whole will of God and will enable us to receive the following benefits. Letter A, confidence, assurance, and peace. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. Exodus chapter 34, verse 29. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Listening to the voice of God gave us assurance of his precious promise contained in the Bible. The voice of God will give us peace, remove anxiety, and offer us rest. Just as Moses found himself going down to where God wanted him to be, we in the same way will have the peace to go on in the direction toward the people that the Lord wants us to move to. Letter B, receiving the word of God and giving it to the people. Moses was carrying the word of God when he came down from meeting the Lord. What a great blessing it is when we too can carry the word of God to the lost world after being in his presence. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 32, and afterward all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandments all the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Letter C, physical strength. Communion with God gives the physical strength that we need to go and face the people after meeting with God. But the crowd, communion with God gives the physical strength that we need to go and face the people around us with God's truth. Moses was not very aware of the radiance of his face after meeting with God, but the crowd around him noticed it. Letter D, authority. Exodus chapter 34, verse 30. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. People feared Moses after met with God. In the same way, if we cherish the word of God and the voice of the Lord, then we will have the authority of God over the people through the word of God that the Lord will give us to give to them. Again, if we cherish the word of God and the voice of the Lord, then we will have the authority of God over the people through the word of God that the Lord will give us to transform their lives. Letter E, favor. Exodus chapter 34, verse 31. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him, and Moses talked with them. People listened when Moses called them and came to him. When we follow God as Moses did, we will find people listening to us, and we will have the favor of God and the people around us. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, but thou, when thou prayest, enter thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. We face life and challenges with prayer and supplication to God. We face them with fasting. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verses 17 to 18, but thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Jesus recommended that we anoint our head with oil, not with perfume, but with olive oil, so that we do not appear to men that we are fasting. My dear and beloved, to face the struggles of life, we need God in our side. The word of God tells us the following in Psalms chapter 34, verse 5. They look unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. God wants us to turn to him, to come back to Jesus, to his word that gives light, hope, and life. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. Nevertheless, when it shall return to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there liberty. But we all, when often face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When there is repentance, there is freedom from sin, freedom from bondages, freedom from limitation, and there will be more of the Holy Spirit works in our lives. In this way, we can face problems with assurance that God is with us. Therefore, we need to submit ourselves to walk in his ways. This message is not only for women, but as well as for men and for everyone. For many men today are using makeup to beautify themselves out of narcissism, that they will cover certain moles, acne, and creases by using makeup, gold and jewels, or expensive watches, mobiles, cars, etc., to attract others toward them. Those men, they need to repent of all such, the same as we instructed women in this regard. As well as many men and women are doing plastic surgery and spend much finances in order to beautify themselves with fuller lips, round cheeks, straight noses, well-placed dimples, which are just some of the looks they are after. This has given rise to insurance companies who offer payment plans for these very expensive elective surgeries and procedures so that others can afford to get the work done. Our men and women, children, youth, and young adults should not get involved in all such corruption in the world. The Church of God should be aware of all such schemes and corruption of the devil that wants to introduce into the church as Jezebel introduced Baal worship in Israel. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that the teaching I receive in this message. Let us repent from our sins, renounce your lack of trust in God, your fear of man, your trust on people. Renounce your makeup and perfumes that you are using to have a prestige and attract others. Renounce your pride, your arrogance and stubbornness. Confess your sin of not reading the word of God, lack of prayers. Renounce your worldliness and your love to be famous. Renounce your bad stewardship and wasting your money on makeup, perfumes, accessories, mobiles, and other non-unnecessary things. Renounce your immoralities and your extramarital relationships. Renounce your unwillingness to humble down and go along the plan and the will of God. Renounce your bad example to others and the wrong style, lifestyle that you are living. Renounce your unwillingness to serve God, your unwillingness to suffer for Him, and your unwillingness to preach God's word. Lord, forgive me. I repent from the following sin. Lord, I humble myself before you and before your word that I heard today. Lord, I commit myself to come out from all the worldliness of makeup, lipstick, nail painting, and perfumes. Lord, I commit myself to the principle that I learned from this message to apply and to teach my family and others and help them to follow Christ. Lord, I commit myself to read my Bible daily and meditate on your word to pray and be at your feet every morning before I start my day. Lord, I commit myself to fast, asking you to give me your word that I need in my life, that I will also share it to the people who are around me and who are in need of it. Lord, continue to provide for me and to protect me, so I will continue to serve you in reaching new people and making new disciples for you.
Your presence.
Lord, continue to bless our church, touch every and every member to come out from worldliness and start to understand how to invite more of the Holy Spirit in their lives so that their faces will be shine to others around them and will reflect to them the glory of God so they will return to you. Lord, make them read their Bibles more and let them pray more and to listen more to your voice while they are at your feet. Lord, help us to evangelize and empower us to reach new people with the gospel, to make new disciples. Lord, I pray for more Bible study gatherings will be added to the church and more souls got converted and more workers will be added to the church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.